Being ideal all the time. Being ideal all the time. If all of us were able to be ideal all the time, our thoughts would be ideal all the time, our attitudes would be ideal all the time, we'd be ideal all the time. No matter what we did, everything would be ideal all the time. And you say, my goodness, could we afford to live in an ideal world? Could we afford to live every moment of our life thinking that everything is beautiful and everything is good? Could we afford to be that perfect being that we really are? Well, we can afford to be that perfect being that we really are, but do we want to be that perfect being that we really are? What is it that makes life a little exciting? What makes life a little exciting is when we have some untoward incident taking place, when we have some excitement happening, when we have some nearby, almost accident, when we have things taking place that are setting us on edge, when they make our nerves get all crotchety, when it makes us feel all sort of upset and uptight. Well, that is not the natural way to be. The natural way to be is in balance. The natural way to be is harmonious. The natural way to be is living in a life of peace and balance. And to live in a life of peace and balance, it's something that would be most unusual for most people, because most people live in a life of balance, but they don't know it. They live in a life of peace and harmony and goodness, but they don't know it. They don't know it because it's just so natural to them. It's so natural to all of us to be harmonious and peaceful, for all of us to live in peace, for all of us to live our ideal self. That's so natural for us. And when we turn from that naturalness to some other experience where we are tense and uptight, where we are out of balance, then we give attention to it. Then we're thinking about it. But we're not thinking about our balance. We're thinking about our out of balance. We're thinking about our time of being not harmonious. And when we think of our time of not being harmonious, then what we're doing is we're empowering the not harmonious experience to have the expression of our life, to have the impact upon us that we don't really want to have. Now, we're in charge. We're truly in charge, but we are taking things so nonchalant. We are taking things so ordinary, so as though that's the way it just always is. And when the wind blows, we say, whoops, hope the roof doesn't blow off. When the rain comes down, oh my, hope it's not too much. Always we have those untoward ideas about whatever it is that we're thinking. We're empowering conditions in our life, empowering conditions in our world that are not beneficial, but we don't have to do that. It's a matter of making a new habit, a new way of looking at life, a new way of being in balance, a new way of being harmonious with ourselves and with our world and with all. And how can we be harmonious with all? How can we be harmonious with our life, in balance with our life? How can we do that? Well, it takes a little thought. Just like the little boy who says, I will not be a bad boy. We tell him, no, I am a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. We want to reiterate those positive aspects of our being. We want to reiterate the truth about ourselves. We want to reiterate what we really are. And when we are a little out of balance, it's because we have not been speaking our word, not claiming the good about us. We have not been saying all is in divine order. We've not been saying that our life is beautiful and good and fantastic. And that's what we want to say. That's what we want to say. Our life is good and in balance and in divine order now. And when we begin to say that, when we begin to have that be our clarion call, have that be the word that we speak, let's go for it. Let's do it. It's done. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow, wow, wow. And we empower that. We empower that, and we say, that's all that matters. And that's all that we give our attention to. That's all that matters, and that's all we give our attention to. It's a matter of straightening ourselves up. For we have all sorts of habits, many of them not too beneficial. And we want to make all of our habits beneficial. And the way we make our habits beneficial is by making it our choice to determine what our habits are and what our habits will be. For a habit is a variable aspect of our life. It's something that comes and goes. It's something that we experience and something that we don't experience. Now, we want to experience good habits. We want to experience the habit, I am a good boy. We want to experience the habit, it is a beautiful day. And want to experience the habit, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Want to experience the habit that says, all is in divine order now and forever, ever, 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 evermore. Now and forever, ever, evermore. Now and forevermore. All is in divine order. And saying all is in divine order, we put that cause into motion. We put that new habit into our experience. We build that new habit in our life. We bring that new habit forth because that's what we want. That's the habit we want. So we empower that habit. And when we empower that habit, it takes off like gangbusters. It just goes lickety-split. It goes positively, wonderfully, totally in every aspect of our experience. That's our ideal. Our habit is our ideal. Our habit is, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Our habit is, I am a wonderful person. My habit is, I'm surrounded by beautiful beings. My habit is, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, do I have wonderful habits? And do I work on those habits? Do I empower those habits? Do I endorse those habits? Do I reveal those habits by my words, by my actions, by my every bit of my being? That's who I am. That's what I shine forth 100 moments of every instant. Yes, I shine it forth continuously. It's my habit. It's my habit, and it's a strong, powerful, beautiful, easy habit, because that's the only habit I know, and I keep saying it again and again and again. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonder. All is glory. All is a good habit. I make habits be my toys. I make habits be my noise. I make habits be what I really am, what I really choose, not what could be, not the multitude of ideas that could pass through my mind, but I make them be the ideal thoughts that pass through my mind and say that all is good and very good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is fantastic. I am taking my thoughts and making them my habits. We do that anyhow. We might as well do it consciously. We might as well do it with every thought of our being directed to our ideal self. And as we do that, then that is who we are. And that's all who we are. For we are our habits. We are our thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let the words of my mind and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable in my sight. And let this be my word forevermore. I think good thoughts. I think glorious thoughts. I think wonderful thoughts. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you're always thinking that, you have no room to think anything else except that you're divine, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you are wonderful now, and know it, and know it, and know it, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you.